It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnell with KRWG News. The Trump administration says the DACA program will resume, but it won't be accepting new applications. As Houston Public Media's Elizabeth Trovall reports, DACA protects over 100,000 immigrants in Texas from deportation.
In a memo, the Department of Homeland Security says the DACA program is closed to eligible immigrants who have never applied before. People who are already protected under Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals are still able to renew their applications, but they now must apply for protections every year instead of every 2 years. Andrea Gutin is with the Houston Immigration Legal Services Collaborative and says blocking new applicants means some Dreamers will continue without legal status.
It will continue to hamper their lives, particularly during COVID-19, when any type of immigration status can mean more access to programs, more access to medical care and medical support.
Immigrant advocates say the Trump administration's move to block new applicants is illegal. Earlier this month, a federal court ordered the government to accept new applications. I'm Elizabeth Trovall in Houston.
And in more news, Virgin Galactic has revealed what the interior of the rocket ship will look like that will carry passengers on suborbital flights into the lower reaches of space. In an online event Tuesday, the company showcased cabin details designed to enhance the experience of hurling up into space, experiencing weightlessness and seeing the Earth from far below. The company says that there will be a few more test flights before commercial operations begin at Spaceport America. Every day, lives intersect in one way or another. Sometimes during these moments, life stories are shared. Commentator Peter Goodman brings us the stories of how two local people who both faced illness were able to share their stories and talents with each other to create an everlasting piece of art.
I got to see something special recently. Ilana Lapid, a professor at CMI, who made an award-winning docudrama in Belize about the illegal wildlife trade, was making a short film this spring out of a poem by Claude Fuad, a retired professor. The context counts. A while back, Ilana, about to leave the country for a film festival, suddenly learned she had a rare leukemia that would likely have killed her if she'd left as planned. She recovered, and after one of her last chemotherapy sessions, Ilana met Claude, who was waiting for his first chemo treatment. Talking about chemo, they bonded. Claude had an incurable and fatal cancer. He wrote the poem for his beloved wife, Sharon. Ilana was turning it into a film, but also making a documentary about them and the poem. The poem is set in post-war Paris, where Claude grew up, in a favorite park where he and Sharon spent a lot of time. An old man, played by Claude, sits in a rented chair where he sits every afternoon. He pays the rent with coins so old they're no longer legal tender. The park attendant accepts the coins, then says, "Here's your change, sir," and hands back the same coins, then asks, "Do you think she'll come today?" Claude consults his watch and says she's already late. The attendant says perhaps she'll come tomorrow and limps off. In post-war France, veterans usually held those jobs, and many people were missing from war or concentration camps or as refugees. Or maybe Claude is in the next life awaiting Sharon. Claude guided Ilana's skilled young crew as they recreated the Paris Park on a local stage. Over many takes, Claude went through several oxygen tanks. He was exhausted, but determined. The pandemic interrupted everything. Claude's condition worsened, but one day during a shoot when he was on a new course of treatment, Claude felt great and thought they had much more time together than supposed. Claude and Sharon danced to Parlez-moi d'amour, Speak to Me of Love. Then he was in hospice. Ilana arranged to shoot Claude, giving the film to Sharon, but they had to reschedule for the following Sunday. By Sunday, Claude was no longer around. The film became the gift from beyond the grave that he seems to have conceived it as. Whatever Cloud's poem meant, it's a moving short film. It was Cloud's unique gift to Sharon, but a gift also to all of us involved, and our gift to him. He got to do one last creative project, and he showed us something special in the way of human spirit, something the young film crew will recall decades from now. Merci, Cloud.
Peter Goodman's columns appear in the Las Cruces Sun News. Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.